All right, Caleb, after the game yesterday, how many calls, texts, acknowledgements did you get after that first big league home run?
Quite a few. Had a lot of people texting and a lot of Twitter notifications, I guess. My wife said I was trending. I don't really know what that means or whatever, but I guess that's a good thing. Felt good. Felt good to win. Felt good to finally hit a home run. So it went really well.
Yeah, better be trending than descending anywhere, probably. Also, you've been catching a lot, taking over, if you want to call it, the starting catching role. But clearly the team ERA over the last few weeks, since you've really taken and assumed those duties, has gone way down, especially starters ERA. How comfortable do you feel right now handling the staff?
I feel really good with a lot of the guys, just having, talking to them quite a bit and knowing what they like to do and how they operate. By no means am I going to sit here and take credit for them pitching their rears off, because they've gone in and done a lot of work with Dave and Dom, and their preparation has been awesome, and they've continued to grind, and I'm just a glorified suggestion box back there. These guys are really the ones making the pitches and executing everything, and so, you know, they deserve all the credit. But it is gratifying to be back there as they're doing well, and you appreciate being able to be back there and watch them do well.
Tell me about this experience. You're basically the starting catcher on a contending club right now. You go to the Bronx, you take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees, you hit a home run in Yankee Stadium on, you know, Yankee Celebration Day, basically. What's this been like for you after being basically the player of the year in the Eastern League last year and then starting the year AAA?
It's been great. When you dream it up, you kind of dream about that one moment that you have. You don't really dream about the moments after that. And so to kind of be on a winning team, like you said, catching for a contending team is a big deal. And, you know, my job is to not get caught up in personal accolades, and I just got to show up and try and post up every day and continue to get these pitchers on track and continue to keep rolling the way we're rolling. But, you know, there will be a time when I'll be able to sit down maybe in the off season and kind of look back and enjoy all kind of the personal achievements that I have. But right now, this we got a good stretch going, and so, you know, our main focus is just beating the White Sox today and then the White Sox tomorrow and then whoever's next, and then we'll go from there.
Catchers obviously have to deal with a lot more than playing second base or shortstop and whatever they're doing at the plate. You have to handle a lot more. Offensively, though, right now, do you feel a little more comfortable, like you can allocate more preparation and more time into that now as opposed to maybe a month ago?
Yeah, it gets easier when you start repeating teams. So, like, we played the Rays for the second time, and I was a little bit more familiar. But, you know, when you have these new teams, like the Yankees or even tonight, like the White Sox, I spend so much time preparing, trying to figure out how to come up with a good game plan and trying to know these hitters and their weaknesses and all that stuff, and just not neglecting hitting, because don't think I don't work on it, but majority of the time is spent on my defense. And so, yeah, you know, as it gets going more and more and more and you run into more of the same teams you faced, yeah, I think you feel a little bit more comfortable spending a little bit more time maybe on the offense. And, yeah, I'm feeling good. I mean, I really don't feel overmatched. You know, I feel good, and it's just some balls that I've squared up haven't fallen, but, you know, it's going to come around. But I think, number one, first and foremost, I'm here to control, you know, the pitching staff and try my best to run that part of it.
Buck Showalter will say, when you read the early reports of Caleb Joseph when he entered the system, behind the plate, they lack something. But he says where you are now speaks a lot of who you are, and he says there's a lot of want to there, and you've answered the call since he's been here. And if you could explain what you've had to go through as far as the hard work to get to this point, just defensively. I mean, you've always been known as an offensive prospect.
Yeah, the defense part of it it's just been kind of my whole goal since I really was drafted, because I feel like I could hit and had some obstacles here, you know, past few years, and really tried to work on a lot of the things that I was getting feedback from that I really needed to work on. And credit Donnie Warner, our catching instructor, and even John Russell here in spring trainings, and just even Anar Diaz when he was in AA as a coach. I mean, these guys were there anytime I called and needed help or wanted work and needed suggestions, was trying to get better, and they were always there. And, you know, they really deserve a lot of the credit too. But, I worked as hard as I could on the things that I thought I was deficient in, and, you know, started to kind of figure it out a little bit. And then it's about being consistent with it. And, you know, unfortunately, Matt has to go down, but, you know, I was kind of feeling good about where I was as a defensive catcher. You get a chance, come up here, and so far, so good. So you just try and continue that each day, and you don't stop working on the things you need to work on.
Caleb Joseph, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brett.